From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting new sanctions for North Korea. U.S. President Donald Trump imposed new economic sanctions today against North Korea for its nuclear threat, targeting individuals and businesses that finance trade with Pyongyang's reclusive communist regime and funding for its weapons development.
The order enhances the Treasury Department's authorities to target any individual or entity that conducts significant trade in goods, services, or technology with North Korea. And I'm very proud to tell you that, as you may have just heard moments ago, China, their central bank, has told their other banks, it's a massive banking system, to immediately stop doing business with North Korea.
The U.S. leader called North Korea's nuclear bomb and ballistic missile programs a grave threat to peace and security in our world, and it is unacceptable that others financially support this criminal rogue regime. President Trump yesterday said he's made a decision on the international Iranian nuclear agreement, but declined to tell reporters what it was. Mr. Trump has been highly critical of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action since it was signed by the previous Obama administration, Iran, and five other countries in 2015. Late Wednesday, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met in New York with the other signatories to the agreement.
We clearly have significant issues with the agreement. The president's been quite clear and articulate as to his concerns about the agreement itself.
Mr. Trump is obligated to inform Congress whether Iran is in compliance with the agreement. This is VOA News. Pakistan has vowed to remain engaged with the United States in fighting regional terrorism and stabilizing Afghanistan, but said any political or military role for its archenemy India in the war-torn country will be unacceptable for Islamabad.
If they want to do economic assistance, that's their prerogative, but we don't accept or see any role politically or militarily for India.
Pakistani Prime Minister Shahid Khan Abbasi made the remarks late Wednesday during a public talk at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York. Now, President Trump has advocated for a greater role of New Delhi in Afghanistan, despite Islamabad's long-running objection. Prime Minister Abbasi repeated Pakistan's resolve to promote a peaceful settlement to the Afghan conflict, saying Pakistan's security forces have destroyed all sanctuaries on its soil.
This perception that there are sanctuaries is absolutely not correct. We have destroyed the sanctuaries. Today, the cross-border incursions, if they happen, are from Afghanistan into Pakistan to attack our forces.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani suggested Pakistan was not doing enough to counter terrorism.
So here is the opportunity. If Pakistan does not take this opportunity, I think they will pay a high price.
Ghani did not elaborate on exactly what the high price would be. Israel's support of next Monday's independence referendum by Iraqi Kurds is threatening to strain recently restored diplomatic relations with Turkey. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Israel's backing of Iraqi Kurds' right to self-determination has put it on a collision course with Turkey. Israel has a long tradition of seeing the region's Kurds as a buffer from both Arab and Iranian threats. Aydın Selçen, a former senior Turkish diplomat, says the response by Ankara and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been restrained.
In the government media, there are many articles saying, look, Israel is behind Iraqi Kurdistan independence. But what has to be followed is the practical reaction by Ankara, not what the government media reports.
Analysts warn, if Israel backs its support of the Kurds with action, it will likely further strain relations with Ankara. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Well, for more on this story, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas on Wednesday met with President Trump and expressed confidence in a breakthrough in peace efforts with Israel. He said their meeting represents the seriousness of Mr. Trump to achieve the deal of the century in the Middle East in coming months. The two men met on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly session in New York. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.